Money Talk.
Good evening and welcome to Money Talk. My name is Rajesh Lake, and today we turn our focus to an important development in India's startup journey, Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0, catalyzing India's startup ecosystem. To help us unpack this, we are joined by our expert Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, who will share valuable insights on how this fund works, who stands to benefit, and what it could mean for India's innovation landscape. Welcome to the show, Dilip.
Thank you.
To begin with, what exactly is the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 and how does it differ from the earlier Fund of Funds model?
Okay, so if you look at the background and what led to the initial Fund of Funds model, which was when the Startup India was created in 2016. The challenge at that point of time was that there was not enough venture capital and private equity money in India that was funding Indian startups. And even the overseas private equity and venture capital funds weren't really looking at India in a very serious way. So the first fund was actually launched in 2016. And it took some time to develop and convert it into a fund of funds under the Small Industries Development Bank of India. So what it did was, the fund of funds, the way it works is that different alternate investment funds actually go on and work with the SIDBI to bid for a part of the funds, and then they disperse that to potential startups. So the first fund was a 10,000 crore fund. It actually went to 145 different alternate investment funds contributed to that. And that 10,000 crore, actually, there was a 1:3 to 5 leverage of capital. So that around 1,300 odd startups had a funding of about close to 30,000 crores arising out of that 10,000 crore investment. It was a big multiplier effect. What is very interesting is, at that point of time, it was really dominated by software as a service company, consumer tech, fintech, and there was limited exposure to deep tech, hardware, climate, and biotech. And also, since it was the first fund, there was a huge challenges. While there's a large fund, there was a slow drawdown. The alternate investment funds have their own life cycle constraints. And it was mainly focused in an urban center. There was an urban concentration bias, particularly in Bengaluru, Delhi, NCR, Mumbai, and not that much of a tier 2, tier 3 penetration. And also, there was a scaling risk there. So to overcome all of that, this new fund has been announced.
So how important is this fund in addressing the funding gap for early stage and growth stage startups?
A very interesting thing is the fund of funds 2.0 is it a design shift. So it again has a corpus of 10,000 crores, is a fresh allocation. Interestingly, initially it took some time to develop the backbone and the structure of SIDBI and the alternate investment funds. This time it is all in place.
Okay.
It was actually announced in budget 25-26. And there are very interesting strategic options this time. And there's looking at deep tech funding, AI, biotech, quantum, space. It's looking at tech-driven manufacturing, it's looking at early growth stage funding, and it's a pan-India capital distribution, and there's a focus on strengthening the local venture capital ecosystem. So unlike this Fund 1.0, this 2.0, it actually targets strategic sectors aligned with the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, and it also has a patient capital. So firms who are in deep tech, who have long gestation periods and uncertain returns, can also apply through alternate investment funds, and they can look at more R&D heavy startups, more hardware innovation, which was not there in the Fund of Funds 1.0, which was there. And also in this 2.0 scheme, earlier it was mainly at seed stage. This time the focus not only at seed stage, but also post-seed, which is pre-Series A gap, and also addressing where it's very difficult for companies to raise money and where there's a critical failure zone. When you talk about startup funding, at some point in the startup journey, if you don't get funds, you tend to fail, not because your innovation is not going to impact, but because you have a constraint of funds. So this fund is also going to address that. In addition, there's a geographic shift also. There's explicit push beyond metros. It's looking at integrating with the state level startup ecosystems, looking at integrating with a large number of incubators that we have. And very interestingly, one of the challenges is how do you get domestic capital to invest in this? So it's looking at strengthening the domestic capital base and reducing dependence on overseas VCs, things from US or let's say even the Chinese VCs have invested quite a lot. And we're looking at building an Indian ecosystem.
So apart from VCs that you talked about, not only in India, but also in China, what other kind of startups are likely to benefit most from Fund of Funds 2.0?
If you recall, the Prime Minister had said, you know, we want to move to a deep tech sector. Deep tech is very interesting. It could be a lot of different things in deep tech. For example, it could be medical technology, it could be biopharma, and it could be drones, or be looking at different sectors, which are very R&D heavy, which requires a lot of investment. So there, how do you build indigenous technology platforms? How do you look at supply chain? So it can go from healthcare and life science, robotics, logistics, cyber physical systems, they all require very R&D heavy funding. So if you take these type of companies who are in these areas where there is a lot of R&D in investment and where there is actual equipment being built, that's where this fund will really help and address the Indian startup ecosystem.
So what I hear you say is that startups with deep tech initiative that's taken, they are the ones who will be strengthened through this Fund of Funds 2.0. So I just want to understand, Dilip, how does this initiative strengthen that, the deep tech that you're talking about, the startup ecosystem, beyond just providing capital?
Rajesh, if you look at the way the venture capital and the private equity, it worked in the startup fund, we actually gave seed capital and startup money. If you look at the sectors like AI, biotech, quantum space, semiconductors, and in tech-driven manufacturing, there is a requirement not only of seed funding, but also early growth stage funding, which you are looking at Fund of Funds 2.0 providing. So it's going beyond the initial funding. If you look at the leverage that I talked about, 1:3 leverage in the first fund. So they're looking at using this 10,000 crores to deepen and create a very interesting domestic venture capital ecosystem and strengthen it so that we are not always dependent on overseas venture capital. We can get more private sector venture capital from India for Indian startups, which was actually missing in the earlier one.
So in your view, Dilip, will this fund help improve access to capital for startups in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities as well? If so, what sectors or themes do you expect to see strong investor interest in under this framework?
So, you know, one of the challenges in the 1.0 was it is very urban-centric and very, you know, Bangalore, Delhi, NCR, etc. So this fund, one of the intent and the philosophy is really to look at, you know, not only the strategic sectors that we talked about, which is having long gestation periods with uncertain return, but also looking at a geographic democratization, very explicit push in this to go beyond metros and then also work with the state startup ecosystems and the incubators. So, you know, it's very, very focused to take it out of the traditional. So if you look at a large number, nearly 2 lakh plus startups that are registered under the Startup India, you know, we virtually have a startup in every district and it's very dispersed. So not all the people outside the metros and tier 1, you know, tier 2, but tier 3, tier 2 cities is a specific focus here. And again, to enable our reach to them, they want to partner with the state level startup ecosystems and the large number of different incubator systems that we have in tier 2 and tier 3 cities.
So how can this fund encourage more domestic venture capital participation in India? And what role does the government play ensuring that such fund efficient, transparent and outcome driven?
So I can give you a quick context of the Fund of Funds. It's managed by SIDBI, but SIDBI and the government does not invest directly in startups. Instead, it invests in SIDBI registered alternate investment funds, which are virtually venture funds. Okay. These venture funds then invest in startups, and this ensures professional fund management and market discipline. So the government doesn't pick any winners or doesn't fund any companies directly. It's actually managed through the SIDBI. They work with the alternate investment funds, like I mentioned, Earlier, they leveraged 3 to 5 rupees per rupee that they invested. They worked with a large number of AIF 147 alternate investment funds. Again, the same thing will be happening in 2.0, but the significant difference is that it is going to converge, you know, the domestic financial institutions, the sovereign funds, also looking at climate plus manufacturing initiatives here. And I think what is important to understand is that from the first fund 1.0, the Indian startup ecosystem has matured from a funding-dependent story to a capability-driven one. And the Startup India Fund of Funds signals strategic change from enabling just capital access to strategically directing capital to the different sectors that I talked about is not just on more startups, but on a better, deeper, and globally competitive startup ecosystem, especially in the AI, deep tech, climate tech, and manufacturing segment. So these alternate investment funds would then invest in these companies. And the idea is to catalyze, again, like I said, the domestic VC ecosystem, which will then fund these startups going forward.
Dilip, what impact could this have on job creation, innovation, and entrepreneurship across the country? And how do you see Fund of Funds 2.0 fitting into India's long-term ambition of becoming a global startup hub?
Fund of Funds 2.0 matters now for multiple reasons. And I'll just talk about four areas. The first is that post-2022, there's been a global VC slowdown. So a lot of Indian startups are unable to access capital, and capital world over was not being accessed here. So to enable the growth of the startup ecosystem in India, this Fund of Funds 2.0 is very important. The second is that because there's a funding winter, we need a domestic capital resilience. So the Fund 2.0 actually creates the ecosystem where the startups can have access to domestic capital going forward, and especially in tier 2, tier 3 cities. The third, and this is very relevant in today's context, in the uncertain geopolitical scenario and where supply chains are getting disrupted and there is a need to have multiple supply chain, I think the Indian opportunity in manufacturing and especially in the new deep tech spaces was highly constrained by the availability of funds. So the funds 2.0 actually creates that opportunity, Indian opportunity in manufacturing startups, and this fund looks at that, whether it is, you know, the semiconductor space or the quantum computing area or the space, etc. And the fourth reason is, if you look at the AI ecosystem and what's happening, Prime Minister also mentioned it, that we need sovereign LLMs and, you know, SLMs, and we need sovereign data systems, etc. Build this sovereign innovation capability. We needed this funds of funds going forward. It's a very strategic policy as well as a financial support.
One last question. Finally, what would success look like for this initiative over the next 3 to 5 years?
Okay, so if I were to take a benchmark of 1.0 to 2.0, we did 100 plus AIFs. So if we can exceed 100 plus AIFs this year, we did a 1:3 leveraging, 1:2.5 to 3 leveraging. If we can do a 1:4 leveraging going forward. And very interestingly, if we can spread it out to tier 2 and tier 3 cities and look at the deep tech sector, AI, deep tech, climate tech, defense space, manufacturing, electronic vehicles, space technology. And if we can actually get 100 plus unicorns over the next few years, it will be a real tribute to this whole funding system. And it draws in deep family offices, other domestic VC and domestic money into the whole ecosystem.
Dilip, on that positive note, we come to the end of today's discussion on Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0, Catalyzing India's Startup Ecosystem. A big thank you to you, Dilip, for sharing such useful insights and for helping us understand how this initiative could shape the future of entrepreneurship and innovation in India. Thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you.
You can listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Money Talk.